Hi, it's Chris Chico, and in this module, we're going to talk about the success mindset that's necessary for you to be successful in dealing with objections, dealing with sellers and buyers over the phone. And let's talk about the biggest thing that people that I see as an obstacle is fear. Is the fear of talking to sellers, especially when you've never talked to one before, and you know you sit there on the phone ready to pick up the phone, you don't know what's going to happen on the other side of the phone, and so you know you're afraid, and that's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay to have fear. That is not an issue. The issue becomes is when you have fear that paralyzes you from taking action. Okay, so I want to suggest to you a mentor of mine. Said something that I thought was really interesting, and he said that you have to learn how to live in the fringe of fear. And by that, he meant that we're all afraid of something. You know, we're all in varying, you know, like I'm not afraid to talk to sellers, but everybody's afraid at a particular point in time about something. And so by living in the fringe of fear, meaning that you understand that you're afraid with, you know, talking to sellers, you're perfectly okay about the fact that you're afraid. However, you're going to just come over that line, and you're going to endure a bit of that fear and anxiety, and that in itself is going to allow you to become stronger. So then, little by little, it's almost like, you know, building a muscle where that muscle gets stronger, and all of a sudden, that thing that you feared is no longer an issue. You're no longer in fear of picking up the phone. And so that's what he meant by saying living in the fringe of fear. And what this does is that this elevates you to the next level. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, I always say, think about the worst case scenario. And this not only applies to here, but anything else. You know, what is the worst absolute thing that could happen? Let's think about this. You call a seller on the phone, and this guy just tells you, you know what? You are an idiot. You must have been watching late night TV, picked up a real estate course, because you have absolutely no clue what you're doing. You are completely, you're just an idiot, and I never, ever, ever want you to call me again, to even think about calling me. If that is the worst thing that could happen to you, then so what? You're going to live through it, and you know tomorrow is going to be another day, or you know the next call is going to be a brand new call, a brand new chance to start over. So I always like to think of things in terms of, hey, what is the worst absolute outcome? And when you really think about it, the worst absolute outcome is the outcome, the severity of that outcome is greater inside your head than it is in reality. A lot of times we go through this process in our brain that we amplify this particular thing that's going to happen to us if we don't, you know, if things don't work out well. And in the end, that thing that we envision, is it really the case? Never really happened. We thought it was going to be a bigger mess, and it really isn't. And so that's really what I wanted to mention about fear. And as far as the process for success, you know, number one is that we always want to assume the sale. We always want to go in there, go into the call, anticipating that the seller is happy to hear from you, that they're going to give you all the information that you need, that they're going to go ahead and work with you, and they're going to be happy to hear from you. Assume that. If you assume anything else, if you assume that, oh my God, this person, they're going to know that I don't really know what I'm doing, and it's going to be a complete utter mess, then you know what? You're going to transfer that energy to them, and it's going to make that scenario that you're dreading happen. So assume the sale, meaning go in it with positive expectations. The second thing is, the next thing is to build rapport, all right? So I'm going to share with you some strategies for building rapport, but we want people to like and trust you. Now, I'm going to clarify that by saying that them liking us is not a requirement. It helps, and I'm going to show you how to do that, but the other part of it is we don't want to go down that road too far down. We don't want them to think, we don't want to go in there with the intention of, oh my God, I gotta get the seller love me and say, oh my God, this guy Chris Chico, he's the best guy I've ever spoken with. That doesn't really matter, and I'll share with you in a minute why that is. Next is we want to qualify. We want to get down to the root. We want to understand what is it that they really, really want. What are they trying to accomplish? What is the real reason for them selling that property? Then we want to make an offer or ask for the commitment. So we want to be able to then, once we get on the phone with them, we build a rapport, we qualify the lead, and if it's viable, we are then going to make them an offer. on the property. Then we're going to handle any objections that come up. We're going to go ahead and try and close again for the sale. All right, and then we're going to future pace to eliminate buyer's remorse. And I'm going to go through these individually, but that's pretty much the process to kind of have a successful outcome at the end when all said and done. Now, the other thing I wanted to get into is the fact that it's okay, people, it's perfectly okay that you want them to like you. You know, you want the seller to say, oh my God, that guy Chris Chico, he was such a nice guy. But they really don't like, they don't need to like you. It's not really a requirement, okay? So you need to get over the need for you to feel that you want people to like you, because the fact of the matter is you're there to solve a problem. And if you do that, they're going to respect you and do business with you. And that's really what's important. Because at the end of the day, if they feel that you're the right person that's going to help them move along and get to that end scenario that they're looking for, i.e. selling the property, they're going to do business with you. And so really, that's the most important thing. Yes, we want to be pleasant with people over the phone, but in the end, we want to be effective with them. We want to make sure that they understand that we can provide them with a solution that they're looking for. And next, I love the word next. Next should be one of the words in your vocabulary that you use every single day. And by next, I mean that, you know, our job is to quickly, very quickly, get on the phone, determine if that's a prospect or not, and if it isn't a prospect, if that person isn't a viable lead, we need to get off that phone as quickly as possible. You cannot allow yourself, and I hear this all the time where people say, well, I got on the phone with a seller and he wouldn't just stop talking and he wasn't really a viable lead, but man, by the time I got off the phone, it was 45 minutes later. You cannot do that. You know, you got to be okay with saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Seller. I have another phone appointment to go to. So, you know, just let's, you know, with regards to your property, it looks like it may not be a deal for us, you know, based on what we do and why we purchase property. So, you know, I definitely appreciate you calling, but right now, really, it doesn't look like it's going to be a fit. And I certainly appreciate the time you spent with me over the phone, and that's it. You know, don't feel bad about that. Feel bad about the fact that if you spent 45 minutes on the phone with somebody, you shouldn't have spent the time on the phone. Okay. Now, also remember that this applies to my marketing. You know, but for most type of marketing, you're putting out marketing and getting people to call you. So they need help. Otherwise, they would have never called you. All right. And if they're tire kickers, then we get them off the phone as quickly as possible. And, you know, the bottom line is that if you do your marketing right, you're going to have more people than you can handle. And you get to use that favorite word in my vocabulary, which is next. You know what? It's not going to work out. I got 10 other people I got to call tonight. Appreciate you calling me. Best of luck to you. I got to move on because I got other people that I got to contact. Now, when it comes to the objections, I can tell you there's no special trick to internalizing them, but to listen to them all the time and repeat them and to be able to practice them. So you're going to have the opportunity here because I'm going to go through all these objections and my answers, and I'm going to give you the ability to grab access to the video, but also you can get the MP3 for it, and the MP3 is going to be able to put that in to your iPhone, to your MP3 player, whatever you're using, your Android phone, and be able to listen to it and listen to those on, you know, over and over again. And that's what you need, the repetition. Because what happens is that, you know, you're not going to be able to listen to this just once. You got to continue to listen to them. And what will happen is that very quickly, you'll be on the phone with a seller, and all of a sudden, you'll remember what you have to say. And then once you hang up the phone, you're like, wow, I can't remember that. I knew exactly what to say to this seller. And that's a great thing. And so I'm also going to, as I go through these, I'm also going to kind of give you a little bit of psychology behind each objection so that you understand in principle why is it that I'm saying certain things. And you don't, it eliminates the need for you to know all these things verbatim. You know that, you know the basic premise under which you're going to answer this objection. So you don't, there's no pressure there for you to know that objection verbatim. But nevertheless, as you repeat and repeat and repeat these things, you're going to almost like as if it was by magic, you're going to internalize these things. Okay? Now, a lot of people say that are afraid of not sounding like they know what they're doing. Talking to the seller and the seller saying, you know what, I think you are an idiot and you have no idea what you're doing and don't ever call me again, all right? A lot of times this is an issue with your, it's an issue with a couple things. It's an issue with your tonality, how you speak. It's an issue with your scripts, basically knowing what to say, all right? And for the most part, has to do with, and I'm going to get into tonality in a second here, but for the most part, it's about fear. You know, it's about the fact, and again, I keep on coming back to this, your fear of what's going to happen if you do something wrong is many times greater inside your head than the reality of the situation in the outside world. And so you have to be mindful of that. And so I'm going to go through some very specific things you can do in order to be able to sound more confident without you having, you know, any sort of skill level, where no matter, even if you don't know anything, you could still come across to the seller in a very confident way so that they feel comfortable with you and want to do business with you. Now, I want to cover this one here because a lot of people, and I'm not saying you, but a lot of people have, I hate to use the word, let's use the word mental blocks about certain things, right? So part of this process is eliminating some of these thoughts that you have in your mind, some of these assumptions that you're making, some of the things that may be behind your, going on in the back of your mind that may be potentially hurting your chances of making this a success. So a lot of people say, you know what, Chris, man, how do you get these people to accept, you know, such a low price? And if in fact they are accepting such a low price, are you stealing their equity? Are you just kind of doing this underhanded thing and really taking advantage of someone? So I want to say that the answer to that is a definite no. You have to be okay with the service you're providing. Now, nobody ever gives you their equity. Nobody is giving you anything. All right, so get that out of your mind. You're not taking anything away from anybody, and they're not giving you anything. What they're doing is they're trading their equity for something else. They're trading part of their equity for convenience of you closing on the property quickly, without them having to make repairs, without them having to deal with the tenants at the property. And the best example I can give you is whenever you are selling a car. Let's say, and I'm sure that a lot of you can relate to this, you have a car that you want to sell. You want to get a new car. So you have an option. You can take that, your old car, and you can go and put it on Craigslist, put it in the newspaper, put a sign in it, and struggle with getting it sold, talking to people over the phone. And yes, you can make more money in the long run, but you're going to have to spend a lot of time and effort in doing so. However, a lot of people, they just go and simply go to the car dealer and say, you know what, take this car, tell me what you can give me. I know that I'm not going to get full retail value. I know it's going to be a wholesale price, but I want you to take it off my hands. I don't want to bother with it. And then that way I can buy a new car, buy the car that I want. And in essence, that's what people are doing when we're dealing with real estate investors. They're trading that equity for convenience. So completely erase from your mind that you're doing anything wrong in any way whatsoever. You're providing a service, and they're gladly taking you up on that service because they want the benefits of that service, the convenience. And so that's the other thing I want to talk about. This is that a lot of people have this hang up where they think, am I doing something wrong? All right. Now, since I've never done a deal before, I don't like lying about being new, and you know they won't take me seriously if they know I'm a newbie. All right, this is again you being fearful of rejection. All right, again I come back to what is the absolute worst that can happen. All right, you have to act as if you know what you're doing. You have to come across with confidence. I'm not talking about lying. You're not going to outright, you know, lie to people. But I'm going to show you specific ways of handling certain objections when it comes to credibility that are going to help you substantially, and also plus tell you how you can talk to sellers. And this is outside of scripts, but there's ways that you can communicate that'll give somebody the feeling of more confidence. All right. And at the bottom line is that with this course, you'll know what to say each time. And so this is going to eliminate a lot of the fears that you have with regards to talking to sellers and talking to buyers.